Welcome to the Strategic HR Director. If you've ever launched a merit cycle that looked great in the system, but fell flat with your managers or employees, this episode is for you. Today, we're exploring top compensation best practices for modern professionals. But this isn't about salary bands and spreadsheets. It's about the real craft behind compensation. The thinking, the strategy, and yes, the human side too. Compensation may seem like a numbers game, but great HR leaders know it's about alignment, trust, and long-term impact. We'll talk about why tools alone aren't enough, how AI is changing the game for better and worse, and why mastering compensation requires more than just clicking through a platform. Whether you're guiding a lean HR team or leading compensation in a large enterprise, this episode will give you a fresh lens on how to build strategic capability, not just process automation. Let's dive in. Let's talk about two types of professionals you'll find in compensation, and frankly, in any HR function. First, there's the catch-and-shoot pro. These are your task-focused, deadline-driven people. Give them a merit matrix or a set of ranges, and they'll execute it flawlessly. They keep things moving. They check the boxes. They're efficient. But here's the catch. They're not asking why. They're not thinking beyond the cycle. Then there's the step-back shooter, the ones who pause, scan the floor, and ask the strategic questions. Is this range still competitive? Is our job architecture still working? Are we unintentionally reinforcing bias? These professionals aren't just executing. They're crafting. They're aligning pay decisions with business goals, thinking long-term, and building trust across the organization. And here's the key insight. Every organization needs both. Execution without strategy leads to misalignment. Strategy without execution? Nothing gets done. So the question is, where's your balance today? And are your step-back shooters getting the space and support to lead? Let's talk about the rise of AI in compensation. On the surface, it looks like a game changer. AI can pull benchmark data, flag pay equity gaps, even predict turnover risks. And yes, it can save time. But here's the challenge. AI can also create the illusion of competence. A junior team member might seem like a comp expert just because they clicked the right buttons. But compensation isn't just about data. It's about judgment. It's about knowing why something looks off in the output. It's about understanding your industry, your talent strategy, your culture. And that's something AI just can't replicate. So how do we move forward? If you're leading HR or comp, the goal isn't to reject AI. It's to build your team's ability to question it. Encourage curiosity. Make it standard to ask, does this AI insight actually make sense for our business? Build regular review forums where your team cross-checks AI outputs with real-world context. Look for areas where the AI supports your strategy and where it might miss the mark. And finally, don't fall into the trap of automating for the sake of speed. AI should make your team faster, but not replace their insight. Because the most dangerous thing in comp isn't bad data, it's unchallenged data. Let's introduce a framework we use with clients to help build strategic compensation teams. It's called CRAFT. And if you remember these five traits, you'll know what separates a tactical team from a truly transformational one. C is for curiosity. The best compensation professionals ask questions, not just what's the market rate, but why is that the market rate? For example, we worked with a company that noticed one job priced lower in their survey, but one of their competitors was paying 20% more. A curious team member dug in and realized the job at the competitor was scoped differently, with more technical depth. That insight led to a re-leveling conversation and prevented a retention risk. R is for rigor. Compensation is where small errors have big consequences. Rigor means validating survey matches, reviewing outliers, and stress testing your comp philosophy. One client inherited a spreadsheet where someone had applied merit increases to base salary and total target comp, effectively doubling increases across the board. Because a rigorous analyst caught it during QA, they avoided a budgeting disaster. A is for alignment. Your comp strategy has to match your business strategy. For example, if your company is shifting toward team-based outcomes, but your bonus plan still rewards only individual performance, you're not aligned. We helped one client transition their plan to better reinforce cross-functional collaboration and saw engagement scores climb as a result. F is for fairness. This is the trust-building piece. Employees don't need to love every decision, but they do need to believe it's consistent, unbiased, and explainable. One org had two departments doing similar work, but with wildly different pay ranges. Once they audited roles and cleaned up job families, they saw improved retention and more positive feedback on manager trust. And finally, T is for transformation. This is where good teams become great. Transformation is the willingness to evolve, whether it's rethinking your salary structure, adopting new tech, or moving from cycles to continuous planning. A large healthcare system we worked with went from a spreadsheet-heavy annual cycle to an automated quarterly model. It changed how managers talked about performance, and it positioned them as a more agile, competitive employer. So to recap, curiosity asks why, not just what rigor checks before you click. Alignment ties comp to strategy. Fairness builds trust in the process. Transformation drives the function and the business forward. Take a moment to reflect. Where does your team already show CRAFT? And where could a little more intention change everything? Let's shift gears from strategy and data and talk about the human side of compensation. One of the most powerful ways to evaluate your comp strategy is what we call the employee impact test, or more informally, the dinner table test. It's simple. After comp decisions are made, what do your employees say at the dinner table that night? Do they say, "I don't know why I got this number, it just showed up in workday"? Or do they say, "My manager explained how my work ties to the business, and even though the budget was tight, I feel recognized"? This test cuts through complexity. Because the best comp strategy doesn't just live in the system, it lives in the conversation. And here's why it matters for you as an HR leader. If your employees don't understand their compensation, they're far less likely to trust it. If managers aren't confident explaining pay, even fair decisions can feel unfair. That's why part of your success should be measured in moments. Moments where employees feel seen, respected, and valued. Moments that make it home. So how do you pass the dinner table test? You give your managers the tools and language to talk about pay confidently. You train your HR team to anticipate perception, not just approve ranges. You build comp practices that are defensible, understandable, and human. Because ultimately, compensation isn't just a business practice, it's personal. And if people can't talk about it with clarity and confidence at home, it's a signal we need to lead better at work. Here's the truth. Great compensation work doesn't start or end with the cycle. It's easy to think your role is to load the data, manage the budget, release to managers, and done. But compensation professionals who elevate their role go further. They think beyond the moment of pay. They start to ask, how can we educate our managers year-round? What signals are we sending with our job architecture? Are we building the infrastructure for scale or just patching together this cycle? Strategic capability means shifting from reactive to proactive. Instead of asking what's broken, you're asking, what will we need 6 months from now? And that shift from mechanic to architect is what sets apart the compensation leaders who get a seat at the table. Because when you bring thoughtful insights, industry knowledge, and employee empathy, you become more than the comp person. You become a force behind retention, trust, and performance. And that capability? It starts with curiosity and craft. Oh, how do you know if your compensation craft is working? It's not just about delivering a clean spreadsheet or launching a system on time. It's about impact. So here are 5 signs, 5 success metrics that tell you you're on the right path. 1, manager confidence scores go up. After each cycle, managers say they feel more confident. They understand their budget. They understand the rules. They're making better recommendations. And that's because you made the process clear. 2, pay and performance are actually connected. You start seeing real alignment. High performers are being recognized. Low performers aren't being over-rewarded just to hit a number. The data supports the decisions, and your leadership sees that too. 3, fewer last-minute fires. Each year, your cycle runs smoother. Fewer panicked emails, fewer escalations, fewer uh-oh moments where the system doesn't match the guidance. That's not luck. That's craft. You're brought into the conversation earlier. This is a big one. When you're invited to the workforce planning meeting, the board comp discussion, the retention strategy huddle, you know your comp skills are trusted. You're not just running point on a tool. You're shaping strategy. 5, and last, employees actually believe in the process. You hear fewer hallway grumbles. Surveys show improved trust. People say, yeah, I may not have gotten everything I wanted, but I understand the decision. That's the ultimate measure. Because when compensation is understood, it's respected. These are the signs you're leveling up. And when these start showing up consistently, it's not just a sign that compensation is running well. It's a sign that you have become the reason it's working. As we wrap up today's episode, I want you to remember this. Tools don't make the compensation pro. The craft does. It's easy to upload data and hit distribute to managers. It's harder, but way more meaningful, to step back, analyze, ask the tough questions, and shape decisions that affect real people, real households, and real futures. So if you're the kind of comp person who wants to go beyond catch and shoot, if you want to master the step back jumper with precision, timing, and intention, this work is for you. Keep learning your industry. Read proxies. Learn your vocabulary. Feel the decisions at the dinner table level. Because when compensation is done right, it's not just about money. It's about trust, clarity, and the kind of leadership that shapes culture. And if no one's told you lately, this work matters. You're not a spreadsheet jockey. You're a compensation craftsperson, and it shows. Want help sharpening your craft? Reach out to us at Morgan HR. We live and breathe compensation. And check out Simply Merit if you're ready to leave the spreadsheets behind and use a tool that actually supports strategic, thoughtful pay decisions. Thanks for tuning in. Keep practicing the craft. We'll see you in the next episode.